Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Pony Express.
Okay, that soundbite was too good to pass up to start today's show. Rodney Harrison on with our East Coast overnight guy on weekends. Really sharp young kid, Zach Gelb. Enterprising host who, you know, produces the hell out of his show, and he gets these great NFL players on with him from time to time. And the most recent example of this is Rodney Harrison, who was on Saturday morning, the NBC sports analyst, just ripping Odell Beckham Jr. to shreds and destroying the Cleveland Browns hype train. And that is absolutely on this Mother's Day edition of the Pony Express CBS Sports Radio, coast to coast on radio.com, cbssportsradio.com, Sirius XM channel 206, wherever you may be listening today. That is just music to my ears. That's priceless. That's perfect. Maybe you figure if you've been listening to the network or if you've been taking in these shows over the last few days that I would start with the Rockets failure, game sevens today, the Lakers coaching change. But if you know me a little bit, and if you don't, I'll give you a refresher course here. I'm in Pittsburgh. I talk Steelers ad infinitum. And the Browns have become, for me, a part of the daily conversation as much as anything else. And you're noticing them not just in places where it's germane and relevant to talk about them, like where I am, 2 hours away. There's a team in my city that plays in the same division as the Browns. Cleveland is becoming a national team. They're becoming a spotlight team because of Baker Mayfield's emergence last year, his personality, the Odell Beckham Jr. trade, and they have the potential to be a rags-to-riches story, to be a true underdog story this year, a team that comes from nothing 2 years ago, 0-16, and shocks the world this year. But I like what Rodney Harrison said. I think he's exactly right. I think what we're going to see here with the Browns is another cautionary tale of too much too soon, where the talking heads and people in my profession, my job, my line of work, inflate the Browns to a ridiculous level, and they won't be able to live up to or achieve that kind of billing. That the Browns are being promoted like their Avengers Endgame, like it's the greatest superhero comic book thriller epic of all time. And I think instead what you're going to get is Edward Norton's Incredible Hulk. I think you're going to get kind of just a blah kind of, well, it's going to be entertaining in this respect. It's going to be a total train wreck there this year. And the Browns will be a relevant story in the NFL, but they're going to be around. They're going to be talked about because instead of being on a collision course with 11-5, and the Patriots, and wow, look at this upstart team. They're going to be one of the NFL's biggest disappointments. This isn't clairvoyance. I'm not the amazing Kreskin. It's not a crystal ball. It's knowing the history of the NFL, what's happened to teams that get set up, that get talked about in the offseason, who get really perceived and promoted as teams that are ready for the big time, only to fall on their face. I'm just telling you, mark my words here, the Browns have won the offseason, but that very rarely translates to December, January, and February success. I like what Rodney Harrison said there. Odell Beckham Jr., shut up. You know, you're trying, I think you're fighting a stigma here where the Giants, who aren't exactly looked at as the model franchise anymore, they're not really looked at as one of football's most lucid, most intelligent, most progressive-minded teams. You know, the Giants dump you here. They're getting back dimes on the dollar for you. They were willing to jettison you. And you get to Cleveland, and one of the first things you say in some fashion magazine is you compare yourself to the Patriots. And Odell Beckham Jr. can backtrack on his Instagram account and try to say, well, that's not what I meant, all he wants. But as soon as you put your team, a laughingstock franchise, in the same sentence as the Patriots, you've committed a faux pas or a misstep. Don't get ahead of yourself. Don't say in May that you aspire to be the Patriots. Don't even allow for the words Bill Belichick or Tom Brady to come out of your mouth right now. When you do that, you put a bigger bullseye and target on your back. The Browns have a gigantic one. They have never been the hunter before. They've never been the hunted. They've always been the hunter. And they would show up for hunts with no camouflage, no ammo, no bow and arrow, no lunch packed, 4-12, 3-13, 2-14, 5-11, an occasional 7-9, fire the coach, change the quarterback, draft Manziel. I mean, an endless cycle, a vicious cycle that they're trying to break there this year. You want to be confident? That's fine. If you're the Browns, keep it to yourself right now. Your quarterback's already got a big mouth, and now the wide receiver, the Devo receiver, is only going to make it worse. You've got a rookie head coach who has 8 games of offensive coordinator experience as the head coach. I don't think he's ready to be P.T. Barnum. He does not have circus experience. He's not been the ringmaster. If anything, he's been the bearded lady in his career. Running backs coach, college coach. Freddie Kitchens is way over his head here in Cleveland. Listen to what Rodney Harrison says. I don't always agree with him. Yeah, he's a controversial figure in football history. I'm not taking everything he says as gospel, but this is a truth for me. The Browns are getting way ahead of themselves. Odell Beckham Jr. in GQ magazine. Baker Mayfield is Brett Favre? Seriously? Baker Mayfield is Brett Favre, he says. I'm going to compare a guy with 1 year of NFL experience who, yes, set the record for touchdown passes by a rookie, but also threw 14 interceptions. You know, I've seen great flash in the pan rookie quarterbacks, guys who were up, were looking down on everybody after 1 year and came crashing down and were never the same. Haley's Comet, lightning in a bottle type quarterbacks. Robert Griffin III was one of those guys. Vince Young was really good his rookie year, never had an encore performance, never gave us anything close to that. There was no sequel, nothing. And I like the historical example that Rodney Harrison brings up. The 2011 Eagles were the dream team. They went 10-6 in 2010. Michael Vick, after spending 2 years in prison, was their starting quarterback. That year, he had 21 touchdowns to 6 interceptions. He won the NFC East that season. The next offseason, they signed Nnamdi Asamoah. That name you might have forgotten by now. He was the highest paid defensive player at the time. They gave him $60 million. The Eagles had 3 Pro Bowl cornerbacks: Asante Samuel, Nnamdi Asamoah, and Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie. They signed Cullen Jenkins to the defensive line. He had helped the Packers win a Super Bowl. They got dubbed the Dream Team. Vic was the quarterback. Andy Reid was the head coach. The Eagles went 8-8 that season. They started 1-4. Vic, second year as a starter, went from 21 touchdowns and 6 picks to 18 touchdowns, 14 interceptions. What happened? NFL teams had an entire offseason to prep for him. And remember this, the same thing will happen to Baker Mayfield. Entire offseason to get ready for this guy. Remember, in Cleveland last year, Tyrod Taylor was the projected starter. It was supposed to be the Kansas City model, have Taylor start, if not the entire year, but most of the year, and then slowly pass the torch to Baker Mayfield. Those plans went up in flames. Mayfield went in 7-7 as a starting quarterback. But go look at it. Almost all of the damage he inflicted was against bad, bad, bad teams. He will absolutely take a step back in his second year. There is no way Mayfield throws 40 touchdowns. If he does, it comes with 25 to 30 interceptions. It's not going to happen. They won't put the ball in the air that much this year anyways. So rookie coach, diva wide receiver, big mouth quarterback. They're already comparing themselves to the Patriots. The Browns beat one team with a winning record last year. That was the Baltimore Ravens in overtime when Joe Flacco was still the quarterback. But they're everybody's pick this year to win the AFC North, to contend for a Super Bowl. No way. Shut up and play, says Rodney Harrison, and he is absolutely right. I want to know what you think. The Browns hype, do you actually believe it? And what do you make of them already comparing themselves to the Patriots? Beckham shows up, compares Baker Mayfield to Brett Favre. I have watched it up close with the Steelers over the last 2 years. A team that talked the talk but couldn't walk the walk, with Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, Mike Tomlin, these larger-than-life personalities that set the bar way too high, that said, bring on the Patriots, we're the best team in the NFL, business is booming, blah, 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 didn't win a playoff game in the last 2 years, blew the whole thing up. Now they're trying to get back to who they used to be. The Browns, on the other hand, are embracing this new era where they run their mouths and talk like they've actually done something before. So I think it's a recipe for disaster. I think it's combustible. It's going to blow up in their face this year. And I will sit back, enjoy it, and laugh my head off when this team that thought they were going to go on paper 12-4, maybe worst case scenario 11-5, ends up what, 6-10, 7-9? Rodney Harrison said 8-8. I think it's worse. I think the Browns are the most overrated, overhyped team in the NFL. It's only May and they're in the headlines. Just wait. Just wait until August and September when that's the only team you hear about. They're like the new Cowboys this year. Every talk show, every talking head TV show, Baker Mayfield on Monday, Odell Beckham Jr. on Tuesday, this down-home moron, Freddie Kitchens, on Wednesday. Just wait. 855-212-4CBS. I want to hear from you. You've watched the NFL for a long time. You're a football fan. Teams on paper don't win championships. Do you believe that the Browns are for real? Or are they overhyped? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. I'm Andrew Filippone. The show's called The Pony Express. On this Mother's Day 2019, a lot to do today. a video that's gone viral on social media that is a total black eye for baseball. We'll talk about that today and much more. It's the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Pony Express.
Last year, no two teams are the same. You're not going to pick up where you left off. And we're not interested in revisiting last year at all. We were 7-8-1. We didn't do last year. All right, we didn't win anything. We were third in the division, and I don't know where all this is coming from. Just because the Super Bowl is our goal doesn't mean that's what we're at right now. We're a team just like the other 31 teams, and we're focused on training camp, OTAs, mini camp, and getting better when those guys get back in the building.
Browns coach Freddie Kitchens doesn't like the hype for his team either. Quote, I don't know where this is coming from. I do. GQ Magazine, where your star wide receiver said, I plan on turning the Browns into the new Patriots. Not surprised that Freddie Kitchens doesn't read GQ. I mean, the guy looks like a hayseed. He does not look like a GQ type. He looks like a farmersonly.com type to me, Freddie Kitchens. Freddie Kitchens, you know, we didn't do anything last year. He is right about that. 7-8-1, which by Brown standards is like 72 Dolphins-esque. They won seven games against teams that combined went 39-57. Here's what the Browns did against teams with winning records last year. Lost to the Chargers by 24. Lost at the Steelers by 15. Lost at the Texans by 16. Lost to the Chiefs by 16. Three playoff teams, another nine-win team, and lost by more than two touchdowns in all four games. But, you know, they traded for Odell Beckham Jr., so, you know, the Browns are now destined to compete for a Super Bowl. Beckham reminds me of Randy Moss in Oakland. Same age, 28 years old. Oakland had an offensive coach, North Turner. They had a quarterback who had gone to the Super Bowl, was not hyped like Baker Mayfield, but was competent, Kerry Collins. They had signed some big-name players. Warren Sapp was on the defense, and Oakland went 5-11. And that's how I project the Browns' season. They are doing the exact opposite of Salesman 101. They are not underselling and over-delivering. They are overselling things to the nth degree there. CBS Sports Radio's phone number is 855-212-4227. It's brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Let's hear one more time what Rodney Harrison had to say about Odell Beckham Jr. and the Browns boys.
I think the first thing they have to do is if they want to be like the Patriots, they have to shut up. You don't need Odell Beckham talking about he's trying to be like the Patriots. Just shut up and play. Okay, you're a great individual player. That's what they have. They have a lot of great individual players. It takes time to build chemistry, to build trust, to build that camaraderie. Like, remember when Philly had Vince Young and all these superstars?
The dream team, yeah.
Obsawa, they brought him in, and they ended up, I think it was like 8-8. They were like an average team. People think that individual talent, no, this is the ultimate team sport. You need guys to learn and to trust one another and to be able to have that camaraderie. When you don't have it, it's very difficult to win. But I do believe that the Cleveland Browns will be that team that's 9-7, between 8-8 and 9-7. I don't see them as being a 10-6 team. I think this division has gotten a lot better as well.
Rodney Harrison on CBS Sports Radio. I want to give you a chance to weigh in on that. 855-212-4227. I think many football fans across America get perturbed and put off by the Cowboys always getting discussed, rehashed, picked apart. Unless you're a Dallas fan, it can get tedious and tiresome because the Cowboys haven't done much. They haven't won a Super Bowl since 95. And yet they're talked about like a team that's a perennial championship contender, and let's face it, they're not. And I think we've already seen it happen this offseason. I think we are getting ready for, we are amping up for something similar happening with the Browns this year, where they are always constantly in the news. And I think that's going to weigh on a lot of football fans. Let's talk to Chad in Green Bay. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Chad.
Hey, Andrew. How are you doing?
Hey.
Hey, I agree with you and Rodney. You know, like you said, the proof's in the pudding. If you can't take all these superstars and make them all mesh together and perform and play together as one unit and put their egos aside, they're never going to be the Patriots. That's the best thing about the Patriots, being a Packer fan. I respect them. You know, Belichick takes his Hall of Fame quarterback, puts all these pieces around him, and they mesh together and they win championships that way. They put their egos aside and put it all on the field. If all you're going to do is take a bunch of ego-driven kids and throw them on a football field, it's not going to be a championship combination. So I completely agree with Harrison. Shut up and play. If you win a title, great. If not, you got yourself to blame, and you got to put your ego aside.
All right, Chad, thank you. You commit to a young quarterback. You've been desperate to find a good quarterback. The Browns want to, you know, make Baker Mayfield comfortable, do everything they can to make him a successful quarterback. I totally get that. But you don't want to be beholden to your quarterback. You don't want him to run the franchise, especially when he's only a second-year player. And I think the Browns are making decisions that are Baker Mayfield decisions and not Cleveland Brown decisions, like the way they've handled their coaching hire. Did they hire the best guy for the Cleveland Browns, or did they do what Baker Mayfield wanted? He's not LeBron James, okay? The Cavaliers, they kowtow to LeBron. They give him everything he wants. He's the best player in the world. The Cleveland Browns have now twice given Baker Mayfield exactly what he wanted. He did not want Hugh Jackson as a coach. Gets fired. He wanted his guy as the offensive coordinator, Freddie Kitchens, and then he wanted his guy as the head coach. They didn't hire an experienced head coach. They didn't hire a guy who had been fast-tracked to head coach. They hired somebody who gets along with Baker Mayfield. And before you tell me, well, that's what you should do every time, make the quarterback happy, let me reference what's gone on in Tampa Bay. Buccaneers have a Heisman-winning quarterback and a former number one overall pick, Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston has Lovie Smith as his head coach. Lovie Smith, say what you will about him, mildly successful NFL head coach, has taken a team to the Super Bowl, has a decent record as an NFL head coach, but did not jive with Jameis Winston, gets fired. Who gets the job? Dirk Cutter. Why? Because he was Jameis Winston's offensive coordinator. They got along with each other. How did that turn out? How did that work out? They're on to their next coach. The Buccaneers haven't been to the playoffs in, what, 10 years now? So, you know, it makes for a great story. You know, I think there's more hope. It's more faith in the Browns than it is backed up by fact. The story of the woebegone team that had the football pulled out by Lucy and Charlie Brown goes up in the air and misses the kick and whiffs on it. I mean, watching that guy who is perennially blew it, always gets dumped on, always gets beaten up, watching that team find success, you know, we love those types of stories in America. We love upsets. We love underdogs. We love Cinderella. So the Browns, there's a rush to see them win. And I think Odell Beckham Jr. is only making it worse. Teams are not going to look past them anymore. If anything, they're going to gear up, and the Browns are going to get early in the season, before they stink, they're going to get everybody's best shot. And let's see how they handle that, because they've never, since they've come back into the league in 99, they've never been in this situation before. This is the classic definition of putting the cart before the horse. What's going on in Cleveland right now? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. America's new team, the Cleveland Browns. Rodney Harrison says, shut up and play. Stop building up the hype, the expectations there. Slow your roll. Do you agree with that? 855-212-4227. Want to let you know that there's a bunch of ways you can listen to the show. Radio.com is one of those ways. You can download the app today. It's free for your iPhone or Android device. Now, once you do that, you know, just type in CBS Sports Radio, add us to our favorites. You can subscribe to podcasts there. You can listen to the show wherever you are, whenever you want. Also, Alexa, you can tell her to play CBS Sports Radio. Once you get done with maybe a Mother's Day dinner, you go into your living room, your den, your man cave, pop us on, and relax today. A lot of things to talk about. I do want more of your opinions here on the Browns. There's a viral video this morning on social media that would make Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball's, head explode. We'll discuss that story. An NFL captain abruptly quits, retires. Semantics there. Did he quit? Did he retire? We'll discuss that. Big decision the Cowboys have to make. A lot to discuss today. I'm Andrew Filippone. The show is called The Pony Express. You can follow me on Twitter at The Pony Express, P-O-N-I.
This is The Pony Express.
And I'm coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Video went viral yesterday that would be just, you know, real downer for Major League Baseball on Mother's Day. If I'm Rob Manfred, I'm having a hard time today. Like, there's something out there that would just have me at wit's end. Miserable, angry, upset. And we're going to talk about that next hour. I'm watching the Premier League right now because there's really nothing else on TV this morning. And we were discussing off air, you know, the United States and our domestic soccer league, how the MLS just keeps getting bigger and bigger, but it's not getting any better. They keep adding teams. The model is pretty much the same. We get has-beens from Europe. We get names, guys who are just here to collect a check and put a few more butts in seats. The quality of play is better, but it's not that much better. We're still, you know, to use maybe a polite term, a mediocre soccer country with a mediocre soccer league. Interest in soccer has skyrocketed, but it's not to watch our players or our leagues. It's to watch the Premier League, the Champions League, the greats, Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo, Mohamed Salah, like these guys who are internationally known superstar players who might come to the United States during the summer months for some of these friendlies, these exhibitions, but it's, again, a total cash grab. They're not really competitive games. The Premier League, the way they do it today, is the last day of the season. There are no playoffs. 20 teams. You play a home and road game against everybody. And then just the team with the most points wins the league. That's it. And it's fair. I like it. I think that model, you know, you got nothing to complain about at the end of the day. There's no strength of schedule. There's no competitive imbalance. There's no discussion of, you know, you're in the wrong division, you're in an easy division, that kind of stuff. No debate or disagreement over, you had an awesome regular season, but then you went out early in the playoffs. There's no like Tampa Bay Lightning situation like in hockey where a team runs away with the regular season and then goes out in four in the playoffs. And it made me think, for a sport like baseball, right? If you're Major League Baseball, the way you did things from the 1900s, so like the early 20th century through the 1960s, when the sport was its most popular, I think was the best way to do it. And look, I like October baseball, and it's produced dramatic moments, but we don't get the best teams playing in the World Series, hardly ever. What would be more interesting to me would be if Major League Baseball adopted something. They'd never do this because you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube or the genie back in the bottle. But if baseball, say, removed interleague play and kept the league separated the way they are today, 15 in the National League, 15 in the American League, no divisions, just 15 teams in each league, and then play 12 games against every team in your league, 6 at home and 6 on the road, that would be 168 games. Increase the length of the regular season by 6 games from 162 to 168, and then the teams with the best record play in the World Series, and that's it. There's no interleague play during the regular season. There's no divisions where the vast majority of your games are in the division, so everybody's schedules are all out of whack. There's no interleague play. There's no divisional playoffs. There's no best of five. There's not even a National League Championship Series or an ALCS. You just play 168 games. The best team in the American League plays the best team in the National League, 7-game World Series, and that's the season. And it's not done November 1st. It's done like October 15th. And sure, you know, the teams that you'd lose the anticipation or the excitement over, you know, more teams having a chance to make the playoffs and, you know, half the league being in it, let's say into August and September, in more cities and more teams following their teams because they think they can make the playoffs, you would lose that. But what you would gain would be the pennant race would be back. And that's what's always made baseball great. And we've lost that with the added wild card, with 10 teams making the playoffs. The excitement and the daily routine of having important games, having the standings matter, playing for a pennant no longer matters. That has been erased. That is something your grandfather or grandmother did. That's washed away from today's baseball. And any old-time baseball fan would tell you that the grind, the day-to-day, game-to-game anticipation and excitement over a pennant race is better than any playoff series. 2 months of the Yankees and Red Sox jockeying for first place to get to the is more exciting than condensing it down to a 7-game series in October. Anybody would tell you that who's lived through that. But baseball would never do it. You know, once you sell out to the networks and you get locked into doing something one way, and all the other major professional sports leagues in America have expanded playoffs, they've added playoffs. It's more games, it's more TV dollars, it's more sponsorship dollars, it's more corporate dollars. That will never go away, unfortunately. But I think going back to the old way would be better. Make the regular season matter again. Make the regular season, make the champion as fair as possible. Now, what we get instead are teams like the Giants in 2014 who just barely sneak in with like 88 wins, have one ace pitcher in Bumgarner, and just get hot at the right time, get some clutch hits, have one amazing starting pitcher and win world championships. There are more flukes in baseball than ever before. It used to be the sport where the cream rises to the top and the best team almost always wins, and we've lost that in the last 20 years. We've absolutely destroyed that. That's a relic of the past. I think it was better when 162 games really meant something, or even before that, 154 games, where there were no complaints at the end of the year. You had no right to say that you deserved better. Split the leagues, American League, National League, like the old days. Have them play a balanced schedule. The best team in the American League plays a 7-game series against the best team in the National League. Those are your playoffs, and that's it. Hey, maybe that makes me sound like an old fart, but that's the way I would probably like it. The way they do it now, you know, once football season kicks into gear in September, you know, baseball is a back burner afterthought for a lot of Americans. Unless you're in a city where your team is gearing up for a playoff run, baseball becomes out of sight, out of mind. It's very much a local sport. And maybe this wouldn't change things, but you know what? It's not like baseball's perfect right now. And that's going to be one of the things we talk about next hour. Because there is something, and I laughed when I first saw it, and then I cringed after watching it a second time, because this video that was everywhere yesterday on Twitter makes baseball look like an ancient, dying sport. Like a sport that's better days are so far behind them. And I want to discuss that with you next here on the Pony Express CBS Sports Radio. Lot to do today. Thank you for finding me on Mother's Day. We also have an NFL Pro Bowler who abruptly leaves his team, leaving them in the lurch. No real specific reason given as to why. That player now getting criticism, getting crap from fans. Does he deserve it? We will discuss that. You can follow me on Twitter at the Pony Express, P-O-N-I. That's the name of the show on this Mother's Day 2019. A lot more to come. Don't go anywhere. This is CBS Sports Radio.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.